Well, another swing state is Colorado, and our correspondent Steve Mort is there in Denver. Steve, this is a state that Barack Obama won last time, but I imagine the Republicans will be wanting to get it back in their column.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Colorado is, these days, an archetypal swing state. It never used to be. It was very reliably Republican. In fact, when Barack Obama won in Colorado in 2008, that was the first time a Democrat had won in the state since 1992, President Clinton's first run for president. It then switched back to Republican in 1996 and was that way all the way through to 1998, voting two times for George W. Bush. Now, what happened last time in Colorado was that President Obama got a big bounce in the early voting. Early voting has been going on for several weeks here in Colorado. This time around, however, Republicans, by all tallies, seem to have the edge in early voting, and that's how Republicans managed to carry the state for many an election cycle. So the Romney campaign does seem to be very hopeful that it can carry Colorado. Certainly, if the Romney campaign doesn't do well in a couple of those big swing states in the east, particularly Ohio and Florida, then his route to victory is much harder and may go through these western states, particularly Colorado and Nevada, two big swing states out here in the Rocky Mountains.
And what are the statewide polls suggesting right up to the election day?
Statewide polls here have pretty much been tied, literally tied, about 49-49. We did see a couple of polls in the week leading up to the election showing Mitt Romney with a very slight lead, maybe about 3 points, 2-3 points, well within the margin of error. So the party is playing up those early voting statistics. It'll really come down, I think, to how many of Barack Obama's supporters turn up during the day today. The get out the vote strategy of the Obama campaign is really quite impressive in Colorado. The Obama campaign's got about 64 field officers compared to only about 15 or 16 field officers for the Romney campaign. So it's going to be a case of trying to get those wavering voters to the polls on their side and literally just physically convincing people they've got to go and vote. That's going to be the key to victory in Colorado for the Obama campaign. But I've got to say that states like Colorado are much more important for Mitt Romney than they are for Barack Obama. Obama has many more routes to victory, particularly if he succeeds in Ohio, as polls seem to be suggesting he may well do. In that case, Colorado really is going to be a must-win, along with states like Florida and Virginia, for Mitt Romney, if he's going to win the White House.
Steve Mort, thank you. Steve Mort in Denver, Colorado.